Ask the Architect, Jerry Ryan. As co-founder of London-based international architecture and urban design practice HKR Architects, Jerry Ryan shares his passion for the history of architecture and looks forward to a technological future as the practice celebrates its 30th year. What made you want to become an architect? I guess this stemmed initially from my interest in Roman and Greek history, inevitably leading to a fascination in the construction of their cities. It intrigued me that they had developed such sophisticated skill sets thousands of years ago. Their buildings and public spaces were inextricably linked to the development of their society, culture, and governance. If these cities had not been constructed, we would have missed out on Plato's laws and Aristotle's philosophies, to name but two. What keeps you enthused about design now after a long career? Architecture for me has always been a great intellectual challenge. Historically, architects had to know a little about all disciplines, materials, and technologies. Hence, the architect was usually the lead design consultant. I believe the profession must lead and challenge convention. Using our architectural toolbox, we can engender positive impacts on the individual, society, and the environment. New construction technologies intrigue me, as I believe they enable efficiency and affordability. What has been your favorite sector to work in? Residential-led mixed use, because it is all about places for people, from the living room to the private terrace, to the active street, to the amenity garden or courtyard. It is the most challenging, frustrating, and gratifying sector. Of course, today residential includes many subsets such as student, co-living, apart hotels, last-time buyers, and nursing homes. The key is to ensure these new communities include appropriate services and amenities. What's been your biggest challenge running a practice in the past decade? I would say that apart from ensuring financial stability, it must be team building and the ongoing alignment of the team. Being a design profession, ego and self-belief are invariably essential traits, but must be counterpoised by the development of complementary skill sets and compatible people with integrity who respond to our clients' needs. Within HKR, there are several leaders who contribute to the running of the practice. The ideal bond between leaders can best be described as covalent. How have you found the return to work since the pandemic? Has rebuilding team working been a struggle? Within HKR, the pandemic and working from home had very little impact. When you employ capable people, we call doers/sellers, you don't need a cumbersome and expensive layer of middle management. When people are trusted and empowered to do their work, they can work from anywhere. Quality assurance and quality control are not executed by a disparate group within the firm, but are tasks shared among colleagues, so developing a collegiate spirit is key. How do you maintain hands-on work with clients within the constraints of running an international business? Our business is a smaller, tighter-knit group than before. We are careful not to take on too much work and endeavor to deliver less work better. In the past, we not only took on leaders for all sectors but also endeavored to develop teams in multiple jurisdictions. It does not work in a design discipline. Today, with one principal studio and with a fully aligned team where leadership functions are shared, we all have time to enjoy client engagement and design work. What projects are you most proud of? There are many, but Abu Dhabi Plaza, in Astana in the Republic of Kazakhstan, ranks as our most notable in terms of sheer scale. The $2 billion project, which included the tallest tower in Central Asia, was the subject of an intergovernmental agreement. HKR not only designed the building, but fulfilled the delivery on site. Another project, the 12-story BREEAM Excellent Office Building Moore Place, London, had to respond to the constraints imposed by the close proximity of St. Paul's, the Barbican Estate and Crossrail Tunnel, resulting in a wedge-like form design stepped back with green landscaped roof terraces to the upper levels. We have also recently completed the first co-living development in South Dublin, Eblana Avenue for Niche Living, which offers over 200 fully serviced studios, with multiple shared facilities creating a carefully curated community. Co-living is very appropriate for a young, fairly transient and dynamic demographic, and should be encouraged to form a part of the ultimate solution to the country's housing need. Name one thing that would make your job easier? I would rephrase the question and ask, how can I work more efficiently and effectively for clients? Architecture, like construction, is never going to be easy. I would say to that, ongoing empowerment of the team through regular reviews and a creative reward structure. We also need to invest more heavily in research and development. What's your big personal and short-term goal? I want to embrace more technology in my day-to-day working. How do you see architects' roles evolving in the next few years? We can and need to exert more influence within our network of connected individuals, our domain, and the broader industry. As opinion leaders and creatives, we will then be poised to promote, develop and execute solutions to pressing social needs such as social housing that can be built affordably. Too often we are seen as tractable, and having a vested interest in promoting the status quo.